You are listening to Through the Stage Door with the Majestic Theater on WMNH 95.3. We're a bi-weekly program that celebrates what's happening on the Majestic Theater stage, as well as the musical sounds of the Ted Herbert Music School. For more information about the Majestic Theater or the Ted Herbert Music School, you can call us at 669-7469 or visit us on the web at www.majestictheater.net or www.tedherbert.com. My name is Robert Dion. I'm the Artistic Director of Majestic Theater and the Administrator of the Ted Herbert Music School. And, you know, we're kind of in an in-between week this week between a couple projects. If you are listening to this right after it's being taped, today is the 21st, then do definitely catch us this weekend for Dearly Departed, happening June 23rd to the 25th at the Derry Opera House. Some of you might be getting this program after that, but if for some reason you're getting it this weekend, by all means, join us. It's a hilarious comedy, very, very, very funny show at the Derry Opera House, at the air-conditioned Derry Opera House. So definitely check that out. You can get tickets at the door. Performances on Friday and Saturday, June 23rd and 24th at 7 p.m., and Sunday, June 25th at 2 p.m. Tickets online as well as tickets at the door starting 30 minutes before showtime. So definitely check that out. It's the first of our three show series at the Derry Opera House this summer. Next month on this show, you'll hear us talk to people from the cast of High Fidelity. I have to tell you, too, that if you didn't catch our last program on Dearly Departed, go back in the podcast because we had a discussion with our director of the show and talked about a lot of fun things with the show. One change we just want to make, we were having a contest for a surprise actor, and I just want to make sure you know that that is not happening now. Luckily, we booked some really great people for that, and unfortunately, we booked very busy people, and they were unable to do it. But definitely join us for the show on June 23rd or 25th for Dearly Departed. But as I was saying, on High Fidelity, which is our July show, we'll have some actors on next couple of programs to talk about that project. High Fidelity, it's a rock musical, happens July 28th to the 30th. And we aren't recommending that one for children because it is a rock musical and with adult situations. But then in August, we've got the Lend Me a Tenor, which is a comedy by Ken Ludwig, August 18th to the 20th, again, air-conditioned Derry Opera House. Obviously, all of these shows you can find on our website. It's hard to believe we're already at the end of our 2016-2017 season. We actually will be approving and announcing our 2017-2018 season within the next month or so, probably by the end of July. And we've got some really, really great shows planned for next season as well. But definitely, we're not done yet with this season, so check out these three shows. You can get a discount on the three shows. If you buy all three shows, you can get a discount. Just give us the box office a call, and we'll talk you through that. But anyway, for today, you know, it's kind of like, okay, we're kind of in an in-between week, and I'm like, what do I want to talk about today? You know, okay, I'm going to give you all the dates for the shows like I always do. You know, I'm going to talk about summer lessons, but I figured it's the first day of summer today, so why not talk about some summer stuff? And so I found this thing, an older article from USA Today back from 2012. It's hard to believe that was 5 years ago. And this is Songs, Movies, and Trivia to Celebrate the First Day of Summer. And I'll tell you, it's an absolute beautiful day out there today. And it's not too hot. The sun's shining. It's breezy. It's a perfect day to be outside. And we are going to talk a little bit in this program today about, you know, how to find artistic things to do this summer. Because there's Manchester and surrounding areas have a wealth of great opportunities to celebrate the arts, both indoors and outdoors. And I want to make sure you know where to go to get those things. Majestic Theater, obviously, we want you to come to Majestic shows. We want you to take lessons. But, you know, we want you also to support the arts in general. You know, we're very much a partner and a collaborator and supporter of the arts in Manchester. And it doesn't have to be Majestic Theater. It can be other theaters. It can be other concerts. It can be other concert series. So definitely lots of stuff happening. And, you know, we want you just to be able to out there enjoy the arts. And we hope that you'll obviously join us at Majestic and Ted Herbert's as well. But anyway, USA Today, Songs, Movies, and Trivia to Celebrate the First Day of Summer. First, let's count down the top five summer songs. Now, granted, this article was from 2012, so there might be some new stuff that's happened since then, some new hip stuff. I'm not new and I'm not hip, but these are the top five summer songs. Number five, California Girls by Katy Perry. Girls are spelled G-U-R-L-S, the girls. California Girls by Katy Perry. I will admit, I do know that song. It's a great song. Bikinis, Sunkissed Skin, and Popsicles, a perfect summer trio for our number five summer song. Number four, Summer Nights by Rascal Flatts. The music video featuring fans of the country group has everyone singing along to the summer hit, Bring On the Jean Shorts, Flip-Flops, and Beach Bonfire. Number three, All Summer Long by Kid Rock. This mashup brings back two 1970s classics, Lynyrd Skynyrd's Sweet Home Alabama and Warren Zevon's Werewolves of London. Number two, School's Out by Alice Cooper. This 1972 classic encompasses the feeling of those last dragging minutes of the last day of school. There's no better feeling than the freedom of that final school bell. School's out for the summer. And the number one all-time song, summer song is Surfin' USA by the Beach Boys. Whether you surf or not, this classic is a quintessential summer tune to play during your well-deserved beach vacation. So what's your summer song? Do you have a summer song that you go to, that you listen to all summer, that kind of makes you go wild when you're on the radio, when you're maybe in the car listening to the radio? Tell us what that is. Go to our Facebook page on Ted Herbert Music School. You'll find us on Facebook. Let us know what your favorite summer song is. And hey, you may even win a cool prize over it. Go ahead and post that. We'd love to hear it. The thing I thought was interesting about that summer song list was that there's something for everybody in there. You know, there's obviously some modern stuff with Katy Perry, some fusion country with Rascal Flatts, Kid Rock, and Alice Cooper, 1970s, and then as always, the Beach Boys. So we all have that summer tune that kind of makes us click. If you're looking for summer music, ha ha ha, here's the connection, is that you can also obviously do summer lessons. And I know I talk a lot about lessons at Ted Herbert's, and I talk about it a lot because, you know, I've talked to a lot of people that have said, yeah, geez, you know, I get your ads, I get your stuff, I get your emails, I listen to your program. Oh, you know, I just don't know about playing musical instrument. And I say, you know what, try it. You know, if it doesn't matter whether you're a beginner or whether you maybe played an instrument years ago and want to get back into it. And I have to tell you, summer is the best time for summer lessons. And I actually did go on the internet and I did look for reasons why you should take summer lessons. Because obviously I could make my own list of reasons as far as why to take summer music lessons. You know, and it's funny because a lot of those reasons were on some of the lists. And it was kind of funny because some of the lists I looked at too were all about, you know, take lessons at our school, you know, and this is why, because ABC school has the best, you know, I wasn't looking for that. I was looking for general reasons why summer is the best time for music lessons. And I found this on takelessons.com, which is not specifically a music lesson site, but it's a website that gives you the idea of why to take those summer lessons. And I'm looking through my papers right now, and it's only giving me the first couple. But definitely check out the article of five reasons why summer is the best time for music lessons, takelessons.com. And I'm not going to read them to you because I just, like I said, looked and I get two blank pages. My printer was very, very good to me. But check out that article. If you're looking for places to enjoy summer music, there's a wealth of different places you can look to find that information. And one of the things that I want to do a shout out to is a group that does really, really great work, and that's the Friends of Stark Park. Now they have a 2017 summer concert series, and they've been doing this concert series for several years now, and their first one starts this Sunday, June 25th, and their last one goes all the way through the weekend after Labor Day, which is September 10th. They're all Sundays except for one or two of them. Sunday afternoons at 2 p.m., and it's every Sunday, pretty much every Sunday between June 25th and September 10th. Some of the things that they have going on, like there's one this weekend called Studio 2, the Beatles Tribute Band. I think that's really, really great. Now, obviously, you know, these are weather permitting, and check out their website, starkpark.com, for updates as far as, you know, when, if they get rained out or whatever. Other ones include the Newmont Military Band, the Stafford Wind Symphony, Opera New Hampshire is doing a Tuesday performance, a Spirit of Johnny Cash tribute band, the compact big band. And I have to point out the most incredible one of the summer, obviously. Of course, you know what I'm going to say. The New Hampshire Ukuleles on Sunday, August 27th at 2 p.m. The New Hampshire Ukuleles, which we celebrate as being one of our Ted Herbert ensemble groups, directed by our own guitar and string instructor, John Schwinard, will be happening on August 27th at 2 p.m. But obviously, check out some of those other concerts because, you know what? They're great. The park's beautiful. They've done such a good job on that park, you know, making it, you know, modernizing it. They put in a brand new gazebo several years ago, and they just they've done a really good job to really clean that park up. So support the work of the Friends of Stark Park. You can get more information, like I said, on this concert series with a full list of dates that you can download of who's playing and when at starkpark.com. Now, why do we support that? We're not Majestic Theater, and Ted Herbert's is not part of Stark Park other than the New Hampshire Ukuleles performing. We support that because, as I've always said, please support live music. When you support live music, you support working musicians that they do this for a living, and they bring joy in the arts to our community, and they enrich our community. So that's what we're all about. If you want to go to other places that you can find some calendars as far as outdoor events, indoor events, ways to celebrate the arts and music this summer, you can also go to stayworkplay.org. That's stayworkplay.org. Their page has a whole list of different websites that you can click to that can give you basically what's happening in your area. But I also have to shout out to a website that I believe is sponsored by theunionleader.com, which is newhampshire.com or nh365.org. So nh365.org or newhampshire, spelled out, .com. I have to tell you, out of all the sites that I've gone to in preparing for this program to look for things to do in the summer, you know, free concerts, paid concerts, festivals, whatnot, the best one that I found was NewHampshire.com, and this is the reason why. I clicked on today, and it gave me a list, literally by time, of everything that's happening on that calendar for the day. So say I'm going to say, oh, I'm going to be in Concord this morning, and I'm going to be in Portsmouth this afternoon, and I'm going to be in Manchester tonight. It'll say 9 a.m., this event happening. 10 a.m., this event's happening, all throughout the state. So if you're a family and you're looking for free things to do, or if you're looking for cheap things to do, then by all means, check out newhampshire.com or nh365.org for a comprehensive list of things happening. Also this summer at the Majestic Theater Studios, which is our brand new studio on 880 Page Street, we will be having our own little series of family theater and shows. And we will be having, the dates will be on our website very soon for these events, but through the month of July, we will be having Wednesday morning things at Majestic Theater. And we have some great performers lined up. We've not done a family / children's summer series since we were in the old theater at St. Marie. So this is something new that we're kind of trying again. Tickets are very, very cheap, $5 or $6 a person. We're working on the pricing now, but it'll be very, very cheap for a family to come to, which is kind of the whole idea. We've got the Velveteen Rabbit, which will be having two performances in July at our new studio. And that is a production that is put together by our touring teen company. It's a musical. Our touring teen company is a program we've been doing, I usually say, longer than Majestic Theater has been around, because I did it as a kid, something I started when I was 10 years old, and now I'm older, and we've been doing that program forever, and we bring that program all throughout the southern New Hampshire, but it will have two performances at our studio space. Velveteen Rabbit's a classic story, we've all read it, and this is a talented group of teens that not only direct the play, they put it together, they build all the costumes, all the sets, and then they bring it throughout New Hampshire. It's a really amazing opportunity with a dozen of our very, very talented teens. Also this summer, in that same summer series, we'll be having the music of Steve Blunt. And Steve's been throughout New England and just does an incredible job. Steve was one of our most popular performers when we had the series back at the old St. Marie Theater. And Steve will be performing one of those Wednesday mornings. And then also new to us, but definitely not new to southern New Hampshire, is Judy Pankost and her Dancing Kids. And I know that's not the actual title of it. I'm sorry, Judy. But Judy Pankost is going to be also performing a Wednesday morning in July as well. So like I said, that summer series, I'll talk more about it on our next program. you know, give us some time. We're still working out the final details on when those are happening, but you can plan pretty much all of the Wednesdays in July that we will have Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. performances at our Studio Street, Page Street Studio Theater. And we're also planning some theater shows, some cabaret shows. We already do so much at Majestic and Ted Herbert's, but we're adding a whole other series of shows in our brand new theater on Page Street. So, you know, check out our website. You know, those of you who are faithful listening to this program every week, every other week, know that I'm always going to give you dates and stuff, but, you know, the best thing to do is to go to our website and check out, what's happening, because that's the most comprehensive list of what's happening. Now, you might be a movie person, so you might say, well, I'm going to check some summer movies. You know what the top 10, I'm sorry, not the top 10. God, I'm getting ahead of myself here. You know what the top summer movies are? The top four summer movies are? Well, I'm going to tell you what they are. To complete your summer playlist, definitely check out this US Today article. And summer movies, and I haven't seen all of these, I'll be honest. Actually, you know what? I don't think I've seen any of these. I've heard of them. So, top four summer movies: Dazed and Confused, The Parent Trap, Almost Famous, and I Know What You Did Last Summer. I think that last one actually had a second part and a third part and a fourth part. I know the last one's a horror movie, so definitely check those out. If you are just joining us, first of all, if you're just joining us, my name is Robert Dion. I'm the Artistic Director of the Majestic Theater, and we're doing an in-between week here of our radio program on WMNH called Through the Stage Door. We tape this program every other week to tell you about what's happening both on the Majestic Theater stage and the halls of the Ted Herbert Music School. And today we're also talking about what else is happening in Manchester that's not specifically Majestic Theater or Ted Herbert's. We all know you're going to want to check out our summer series of shows at the air-conditioned Derry Opera House in downtown Derry. You're going to want to check out our summer children's family theater series and at our studio space on Page Street. But also, you might be at the point where you're saying, well, school's been out for a few weeks now, and my kids are driving me nuts. Now, I know that we all love our kids, and parents go from not having your kids home to having them home 24/7, and you might be saying, I need to find something for my kids to do. And that's okay, because you know what? We get to a point where we say, okay, we don't want our kids sitting inside all day, all summer, doing nothing. And there's lots of things that your kids can do. I've given you a few things already, but obviously I have to make sure I still tell you, because we still have some openings in our summer camps for theater. And I also want to make sure I let you know that we, due to some generosity from the Agnes Lindsay Trust, as well as some generosity from the Kiwanis Club of Manchester, we want to let you know we also have scholarship opportunities for camp. So, you know, if you're in a need-based or need financial aid, we do have the financial aid still available, even at this point, for our camps. Kiwanis Club of Manchester, I have to shout out to them, does a great job for us. Not only do they sponsor our summer teen touring program, which is Velveteen Rabbit this year, they also support scholarships for kids. So, you know, we really, really try to work very hard with families that can't afford the full camp tuition to help their kids come to camp. And here's 10 reasons to send your child to camp. And this was actually on an article, which is metroparent.com, and from many, many years ago. But it's funny, the reasons are still valid even today. 10 reasons to send your child to camp. They said, camps are fun, but why are they important? Is it more than fun than just silly games and crazy songs? Way more. In a world gone tech crazy, sometimes the great outdoors is just that great. Metro Parent asked some of the Michigan people who run camps, those who have a real passion for the camp experience, and parents for 10 reasons why every child should go to camp. Now, the Majestic Theater camps are not overnight camps. They're just day camps. A lot of you send your kids to Melody Pines or to Camp Carpenter, all the different other camps, Foster's Golf Camp, all the other camps, some of which are overnight, some of which are day camps, and that's totally cool. But if you're looking for a place for your kids to go during the day, even though ours, you know, and this talked about nature, you know, we are very lucky at our Page Street location. We have a nice green area behind our building that we can now do theater games in, and we can bring the kids out for lunch, and we... similar to when we were at St. Marie's, we used to go to Lafayette Park. We used to bring the kids to Lafayette Park, and sometimes they just go down and play theater games, or they rehearse the show that they're rehearsing down in the park. It's just amazing because, you know, the whole thing is like, you know, we are a theater camp and we do have kids inside on the stage engaging, but we also want to make sure, you know, they get outside and enjoy the day. You know, they get outside and be able to enjoy the sun. Our studio space is air conditioned, so if you're concerned about sending your kids to a hot camp, we have central AC in our whole facility. And in fact, we just spent just did a capital campaign to raise money to upgrade that system. So you can send your kids. We'll keep them inside in the AC, but we'll also bring them out if the day is nice and we want to just be out like a day like today where it's breezy and sunny, where we can go out and play some games with the kids as well. But anyway, 10 reasons to send your kid to camp. And I'm just going to go through these because, as usual, I'm running out of time because I always run out of time. So first one, exposure to diversity. Camp connects kids to those who may not normally meet. Two, self-esteem boost. Most important people, most important. It's hard being a kid these days. It really is hard being a kid these days. And theater and music does a great job of building kids' self-esteem. When kids are at camp, they don't have a mom and dad there to help approach people and make connections. They have to put themselves out there and learn new people, which helps them gain the confidence when making friends from all over. Third thing, being attuned to themselves. Camps allow kids to get outdoors, to enjoy nature, to make friends, and attune themselves to their new skills. Four, develops independence. Great way to encourage self-development and also develop independence. You know, we do have schedules at our camp that are a loose schedule. We do have structure, obviously, because that's important. But at the same time, you know, we empower our kids at the camp to take care of themselves, you know, to really work with each other, to kind of pack their own parachute, if you will, and to make their own experience be whatever it is they want their experience to be. We want kids to leave our camps every day with a smile, and we do a really good job. We hired some of the best camp instructors and teachers in the area to make sure our kids leave with a smile. Five, instills leadership skills. Camp teaches kids important leadership skills because camps allow kids to make choices and direct summer projects. They're natural leadership training places. These kids are less likely to be affected by peer pressure and more likely to set the pace and tone for other kids and feel empowered in tasks to take on throughout their lives. Wow, that's like a reason for doing music and theater right there. Camps give wonderful memories. I have people that I see now that are in their 20s that said, oh my God, I did a Majestic camp back in 1999 and I really, really enjoyed it. And it really prepared me today for just being able to have some great social skills and be able to do my work and, you know, and think creatively. But camp does give wonderful memories. Camp builds good memories for the future to enjoy summer, meeting new friends. And which leads us to number seven, helps them make new friends. They become lifelong friends with people they don't necessarily live right next door to. We have, at Majestic, it's interesting because we have a lot of local kids that come to our camps. But we also have a bunch of kids that maybe are visiting for their grandparents for this whole summer or visiting their aunt and uncle. And their grandparents bring them to our camps to learn about theater. And they meet other kids that they stay in contact with, you know, throughout the year, throughout the school year. And then camp gets them active. That's important because it's what we talked about earlier as far as, you know, people really just getting out there and not sitting in front of a computer or a video game all summer, but also being able to just, you know, learn new things and keep them active throughout the summer. You know, the last thing you want to have happen at the end of a summer, and I don't care if you're an adult who just wants to go enjoy music or adult who wants to go and maybe take lessons and learn music, or a kid that wants to learn about theater, or a kid that wants to just go and, you know, go to some free family events this summer. You never want to get to the end of the summer where you say, geez, you know, I didn't really do anything this summer. All I did was go to work and come home and go to sleep and go to work. And on the weekends, maybe we went to the lake or maybe we went to the ocean, but we didn't really do a lot. So, you know, in summer is quick. You know, I mean, we're doing this program now. It's already the end of June. You know, go through these sites that I've given you today and make a list of things that you want to do. If you want to take in certain concerts at Stark Park, hey, make a list of things that you want to do. If you want to go to a concert at Arms Park, or Veterans Park, in town Manchester is another good resource for downtown. They present this concert series. A lot of times they have musicians at lunchtime downtown. You know, make a list of things you want to do. You know, make a list of goals, you know, and the thing is it's summer. So if you make a list and if you just don't feel like it when the day comes to go to that concert, There's nothing holding you to do that. But at least if you make the list of what stuff that you want to do, then you're definitely going to actively give yourself some new options to experience some new experiences, as well as really celebrate the wealth of arts in Manchester. I know I'm a huge cheerleader when it comes to the arts in Manchester, and you hear me say this all the time, but there's so much going on in Manchester, and a lot of the stuff doesn't cost a lot of money. It's a lot of opportunities run by some of the nonprofits, such as Majestic and Ted Herbert's, such as In Town, all these nonprofits that just do a really good job supporting Friends of Stark Park, supporting the arts in Manchester, and just providing experiences for family and friends alike to do a great job. And you can always obviously check out Hippo Press does a great job with their nightlife of what live music's happening downtown, whether it be at Panucci's or at the Wild Rover or any of those places that have live music, Shaskeen. You can obviously check out that as well. But there's, obviously experiences indoor and experiences outdoor. Doesn't have to be Manchester, like I said. If you go to some of those sites, you'll obviously notice that there's lots going on in Concord and Portsmouth. I mean, I love Manchester. I'm a huge Manchester cheerleader, but I'll tell you, sometimes I like just going and spending a day in Portsmouth, maybe checking out, hey, what's happening at Prescott Park, or what's happening, what type of programs does Strawberry Bank have, or the Music Hall, or heck, just walk Portsmouth. Portsmouth's great, all the shops and whatnot. There's lots of stuff to do. So don't stay inside, get outside, do a great job. And then at the end of the day, what do you want to do? You want to come into the air-conditioning Derry Opera House for one of the Majestic Theater shows, obviously. So plenty of stuff going on this summer. Check it out. I'm going to give you those websites again, just in case you missed them first time around. Obviously, for more information on summer shows and summer camps at Majestic Theater, you can go to majestictheater.net. Theater is spelled T-R-E at the end, T-H-E-A-T-R-E. And you can also check out summer lessons and music programs at tedherbert.com. You can find out what's happening for area concerts. One concert series that is of note is the Stark Park concert series, which you can get information on at starkpark.com. Or for general stuff to find in your area for this summer. Whether you're from Manchester or any of the other areas, check out New Hampshire, spelled out, newhampshire.com. Or nh365.org for literally an hour-to-hour thing, list of what's happening in the arts in Manchester and beyond. So as usual, we talked through a whole half hour, and I was a little sporadic today, and I have a lot of big pile of papers here in front of me, but I hope you got at least a few things that you could possibly do this summer. Definitely stay tuned this summer. We'll be bringing on more instructors, more performers. We want to bring on maybe some of our kids to play for you, as well as talking about the High Fidelity Show, which is a New Hampshire Community Theater premiere happening next month. Just a wealth of stuff happening, and want to make sure you know what's going on. So thanks for listening. If you're just joining us at the end, make sure you catch the podcast online. This has been Through the Stage Door at the Majestic Theater on WMNH 95.3. Biweekly program celebrating what's happening on the Majestic stage and the Ted Herbert Music School, as well as all throughout the area. Remember, the world's a stage and music is the voice of the soul. Take charge of your arts and support your arts, and they'll always be here. Thanks again. We'll see you next time.